a lot of times when I'm writing, I'm just improvising the parts, and oh, I like that bit, I like that bit, I like that bit, you know, and you play against stuff. So there's no real secret sauce. The secret sauce is whatever is going on in my brain.
Motion Worker is so enthusiastic about making music, it's hard for us to keep up. But with his new album, Candygram from MoWo, you can bet we're along for the ride. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Philly native Adam Dorn waved his magic wand and created his electronic alter ego, Motion Worker, in the late 90s. But his life had been steeped in music for much longer. His father, Joel Dorn, produced many classic albums, and Adam's childhood was happily drenched in that scene. But his contribution to the scene would be a little different. Having become a master of electronic production, he created Motion Worker on something of a lark. He released his first album, Home Movies from the Brain Forest, in 1998, as the drum and bass craze was storming, and his jazz chops made the sound extra special. Now, it's 14 years and 5 albums later, and Adam Dorn has plundered all of the delicious sounds in his arsenal for his latest release, Candygram for MoWo. The album is an absolute mood lifter for the times, full of upbeat dance music threaded through with sounds of retro jazz and scorching funk. And when Adam Dorn recently came in for a visit, he told me about how he produced this Motion Worker album in a slightly different way.
I kind of mixed some of the songs listening back on my little tablet, thinking like, well, what does it sound like on this? Because I know there are certain people, like the concept of like the home stereo.
Right.
I don't know. Not everybody has one anymore. So this record actually wasn't really mixed for clubs or like, you know, I'm sure, I hope it sounds good in a club and I'd like to go to that club. I haven't been there yet, but but it was really kind of mixed with this idea of like, what does this sound like on your headphones? Like, what does this sound like on your iPad speakers? What does this sound like on the little things? Because that's the people that buy my stuff. They're like working and writing or cleaning the house or... So it's cool. That tune I mixed on the iPad, and I'm like, that sounds pretty good. I come at this music from a couple of angles. You know, it's like I'm a bass player originally, but I'm also from the generation where, like, you know, I grew up with De La Soul, you know, and really I have to give the nod to Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm.
So my concept of beat making is informed from that more than actually maybe even more modern stuff. Like, to me, I'm like those guys, Native Tongues, like that's jazz. And then I'm into jazz, so it's jazz again. It's double jazz, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and it's kind of, I guess at the end of the day, I'm like this closeted hip hopper. And I never worked with those guys, but I love them, you know, and it's just like, yeah, that tune is kind of like if Cab Calloway and Tribe Called Quest could get in a fist fight. I guess.
It's going to be on your record.
Yeah.
I'm in my own little world, little boys, little girls.
Get down with it, baby, that's how we get down.
I'm in my own little world. Little boys, little girls.
Get down with it, baby, that's how we get down.
I'm in my own little world, little boys, little girls.
Get down with it, baby, that's how we get down.
I'm in my own little world, little boys, little girls.
That's how we get down.
It's just so ridiculous.
That's Motion Worker with In My Own Little World, and before that, Hoot and Holla. Both tracks appear on his new album, Candygram for MoWo. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.